This conference is being recorded.
All right, so this is Jesus Nebot, and I want to welcome you all to another edition of the Love Empowerment Teleseminars. Today we have with us Mayra Findel, that is going to be talking to us about keys to becoming truly abundant. And I am very excited to have Mayra. I'm very excited to have other guests. I just heard before we started the recording that Michelle Wadley is with us, and she is the founder of Center for Conscious Living. Are you there, Michelle?
I'm here.
Great. So I understand that you are the founding pastor of the Center of Conscious Living in New Jersey, and that not only you are a passionate teacher of New Thought Principles, but you are also a certified spiritual empowerment coach and a motivational speaker and a workshop facilitator. And you are going to be joining us November 1st, correct?
That's correct.
And that will be our next call, and it will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. our time, a little bit later than today. And I would love to hear you talk about organic visioning. Is that something that you will be able to cover for us during our call next week?
I can. There was another suggestion, but we can cover visioning. It's very much a version, and I know you have history with Michael Beckwith. It's very much his steps, except I took them in just a slightly different direction and created a CD around it. But we can do that, or what I was going to do was around prayer, but I'm happy to serve in either direction.
But probably we can cover both themes. I definitely know that a lot of people on our list are interested in visioning, and so definitely that's something that I'd like you to cover as well.
Great.
But that will be next week. Prior to that, we have Mayra. And I also want to basically talk a little bit about last week call with our guest, Oreste Daversa, because last week's call was also about abundance. And he specifically talked about seven principles of prosperity. And those principles were releasing the past so that we can, of course, live in the now and let go of all our grudges. Meditation, we talked extensively about meditation. Visualization, and I think that Michelle in our next call can probably talk a little bit about that distinction that may exist between visualization and visioning. On our last call, we also talked about the importance of public service, the importance, of course, on being grounded in love, which I think is the mother of all principles. And obviously that's the basis of the work that I do and of these calls that I'm hosting every week or every 2 weeks, the Love Empowerment Teleseminar Series. And for those of you that don't know me, I have been doing these calls now for about a year and a half. I am a filmmaker as well. I produce TV shows. Actually, one of the TV shows that I host here in Los Angeles is The Love Show. And out of the films that I've done, probably the most known is No Turning Back, that I know Michelle just received maybe yesterday. And it's a film that has won a lot of awards and has given me a lot of recognition. And it's a film that talks about the importance of letting go of our judgments so that we can all live peacefully in a world as diverse as ours. And everything that I do is really related to that. It's related about transcending our dual thinking, about connecting with our love and living in that beautiful space, that beautiful energy of unconditional love. However, I know that there are a lot of people that are also interested in looking at practical ways in which that love energy can help us to attain an abundant life. And to that extent, I'm really happy to have with us Mayra, because Mayra has a, well, very interesting background. She's actually the director and founder of CHAI, the Center of Holistic Awareness and Integration, and it's a global holistic healing network of local communities, local community centers, and healing practitioners that provide a sacred, safe, loving, healing environment where people can continue to grow and basically create a space of healing. So Mayra is also a person that has extensive training in Reiki and other healing alternatives. And what I really like about Maida that I think is different is that she's also an accountant, and she's what she calls herself a holistic accountant. And I find that particularly interesting. Actually, I would like her to start this call by telling us a little bit what is that means, because this is the first time I've heard the term holistic accountant, and I think she may have quite an insight about that way to perceive accounting. So, Maida, thank you for being with us. Welcome to the call. And if you may, just tell us a little bit about what you mean, what does that mean, being a holistic accountant?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me on the call, and thank you, everybody that's on the call, for listening in and joining us. Money is something that, and finances, is something that I find is a healing modality. And that's a little bit unusual in the accounting field. Most CPAs wear a suit and tie, sit down, and talk to you about dollars and cents. And although that's critical, that's not the only piece. And I find that working with people, the first step before anything else, before I sit down and talk to them, is reduce their stress level. And there's always a lot of stress when it comes to discussing finances with people, because we are in a society that really doesn't talk much about money. So when I approach a client, first is, what is the issue? How's the stress level? What are the belief systems? And what are your dreams? What are your goals? And then weave that into the financial end of their life and show them how, if the two don't match, there's a reason for it. So my approach is a little bit different, and my clients are different. I'm not the average bear in the forest there with a suit and tie. So that's why I label it as a holistic accountant, because I take my trainings in the different modalities and use it in finances.
Beautiful. What about if you tell us a little bit about that journey of yours in which you went from maybe poverty consciousness to prosperity consciousness? How was that evolution in which you were able to put together the spirit and the matter, the spirit and the material, and be able to have this holistic approach to accounting and finances?
Well, let me share with everybody on the line. Some people know me and some people don't, and even those that know me don't know my whole story, but let me share with you that I'm a single mom, just a year away from being 50 years old, and have traveled the world, lived in different areas. I spent 10 years in Israel, and I left my family when I was 17 years old, and I've run the gamut. I've earned the six figures where I was very, very successful in the corporate world. I've been in business for myself. I went through divorce. I went through bankruptcy. I ran the gamut. I lived, I'm continually to live the ebbs and flows of finances and what happens in the world. So I'm no different than probably everybody on the line. So the journey is a continuous journey, and I still work with an abundance coach. So I don't think that I'm there yet. I don't know, I just think of it as the journey, consistently learning and twisting and turning and unveiling what the blocks are and getting rid of them and working with different healers and different modalities to discover that.
Well, I appreciate your humbleness, because in reality, it's always a journey. And I think that a lot of people that attain a certain level of success, for the lack of a better word, they approach others with that point of view of, I know it all, and just follow my steps and you will be rich. And in reality, I think that that approach sometimes does a disservice, because like you were saying, it's always a journey, and we are supposed to be humble and keep on learning, and from that perspective help students, but know that at the end, that happens to me too, I learn as much from my students. Even when I have retreats, I tell that to the people attending the retreat, I'm there to learn from them, to be of service to them, and to understand that ultimately we're here on this journey together. and that nobody's better than others, and that not necessarily because a person has attained a certain level of material success has to know more about anything else. We all have our own karma. But what is clear is that there is an understanding of money that you have that most people may not have. And the reason I mention this is because you are aware about how in communities, especially spiritual communities, the word money in itself, it's kind of it's a strange relationship that a lot of spiritual people have with the word money, and not necessarily a very healthy one. And to that extent, I would like to see what is your input or your insight about what money is and how we can create a better relationship with money so that eventually we can be as abundant as we all deserve to be.
Money is very simple. If we take a look at the dollar bill or any denomination, money is an agreed upon exchange of energy. You give me a service, I give you money. And back and forth. That is what society has agreed upon. It's been longstanding. We're not in the barter business. You can't give me a chicken for, you know, a piece of beef. That doesn't happen anymore. We exchange dollars for services. That's agreed upon universally. And it's only an honorable exchange of energy. Everything else is emotion. And we attach emotion to everything. And that's what gets us into a little bit of trouble. You know, when we have problems with our weight, when we have problems with other things, it's all the emotion. It's not the actual thing. And if we take a step back, and if I don't know what our age is on the line, but if you are anywhere between 40 and 60, you probably were brought up with lack mentality because our parents went through depression, World War II, you know, all kinds of situations where the world was in lack mentality. So we're carrying that in our DNA, and we have to take a look at how we can dissolve that so we can really get to the place where we understand money is energy, we need to honor it and exchange it without the emotion of there's not going to be enough, or I don't deserve this, or the 101 other different things that go on in our heads.
Well, you have mentioned the key word, money is energy, and in itself, is, like you say, it's an honorable way to exchange. However, you're talking about those limitations or those limited beliefs that people have about money, and that is because the belief that is most predominant in society, I would say, is that money is scarce, that there is lack of money, probably. And so I wonder if you can tell us how you can, what is it you would tell to a client that you can see is living in that place of scarcity, and how you can help a client to have a better relationship with money so that he can or she can understand what abundance is and how he or she can operate from that place of abundance, of the infinite being that we are, as opposed to the belief of scarcity?
Well, I don't believe that abundance is always prevalent in money, but abundance is in all of our lives, whether or not we have $10 in the bank or $20,000 in the bank or even $1 million in a bank. Abundance is a state of being, and I want to read to you the abundance manifesto that I give every single client and all my friends that I received from Karen Curry, who is my abundance coach. And I'd be happy to email this to anybody that wants it. And I'm going to read this, and it'll put us in a state of understanding abundance. I am an abundant magnetic being. Abundance is my birthright and my natural state. I attract everything I desire into my life with effortlessness and ease. I know that unseen loving forces are supporting me consistently. I focus my attention and energy on having exactly what I want to manifest in my life. I am fully open to the magic of the universe helping me with every step of creation. Miracles happen to me every day. I am deeply grateful for all of my life experiences. I know that they are helping me expand my thinking and my consciousness. My positive emotions show me that my attention is in alignment with my desires. I am on my way to creating exactly what I want. I surround myself with people who support my creative process. Abundant opportunities are always presenting themselves to me. Creation is a constantly evolving process. I am always doing it right. I am always growing and changing. I take guided actions that are in alignment with my desires and beliefs. I am fully supported, deeply loved, and magnificently powerful. I am an unlimited child of the universe. Now, if you read this 30 days in a row every morning, your life will change. It's not concentrating on the negative self-talk that we have, but it's concentrating on these statements that will bring in and fill us with the positive. And that's what I recommend to everybody. Start with this. Something simple, 30 days every morning. Wake up and state the Abundance Manifesto.
Beautiful. Well, how can we access that beautiful Abundance Manifesto? Do you recommend that anybody interested in it send us an email? I definitely can have that with my list, and I will make sure that everyone that requests that manifesto receives one. So,
I will give it to anyone that asks. This is, like I said, from Karen Curry. Her website is joyfulmission.com, and anyone that wants it can email me. Mine is mfindel@hotmail.com, and we gladly give it out. Absolutely.
All right, so that would be a way. Also, if anybody wants this manifesto and you email me to the same email that you receive the information about the call, I can also send it to you. Or otherwise, like just Myra through joyfulmission.com, you can access that Abundance Manifesto that allows us to anchor ourselves in those principles, in truth, basically, so that we can realize our abundance. And like you, I agree that it is important to stress that abundance is just not financial abundance in terms of money. Abundance is general, and any separation that we create is just our own limitation. And to that end, we're all absolutely abundant, and we can probably realize that if we don't focus so much about understanding abundance, about us having $1 million in the bank right now, which is what happens to a lot of people. But I'd like to go a little deeper, if you will, Myra, because it is true that affirming and anchoring ourselves in truth is a very important step for us to hopefully let go of some of the limited beliefs that are not allowing us to live an abundant life. However, I wonder if you have maybe other ways in which we can remove the blocks. If you can pinpoint some of the blocks and how we can remove those blocks beyond affirming, beyond affirmations or this Abundance Manifesto, so that people can not only affirm but also take positive action with their finances so that they can attain the abundance that they deserve.
Well, I recommend looking around in your life and seeing what brings you joy. I know that for myself, I feel extremely abundant when I have people surrounding me at my dinner table and I can feed them from love and joy. That makes me feel really abundant. And I'm sure that everybody has something in their life that gives them that feeling, you know, of giving to somebody else through their love and feeling that this is just wonderful. And being able to do that makes them feel abundant. It can be anything, you know, some people find it through charity work or whatever brings them that joy and happiness. And sprinkling your life with as much as possible with those activities just gives you that feeling, I'm abundant. And that's enough to create more abundance. But I also realized early on that I only know what I know, and there are many things that I don't know that are part of my unconscious, part of past life, that influence what happens in my life, and I work with different healers to uncover that. This summer, I discovered a modality called repatterning by a woman called Ellen Shapiro in Montclair, New Jersey. And what we did was a process that she has invented, and discovered that through my parents and embodied in me was that belief system that I came into the world with, that the world isn't safe. Now, I wouldn't have known that consciously because I don't believe that I act from that space, but it's still inside me and creating a block. And if I wouldn't have worked with her to release that block, I still would have it. And I think that uncovering these things are critical because we don't always know what truly is blocking us. We think we're living in authenticity of a belief system, and then all of a sudden something comes up and saying, well, why am I not successful in this area? So there's an incongruency that needs to be discovered. And I find that working with healers really helps uncover that block.
Now, probably that's one of the reasons that you founded the Center for Holistic Awareness and Integration. And perhaps you can tell us a little bit how that global holistic healing network was created and how that operates.
Well, it was created, of course, from my own need of connecting with other healers, other modalities, and bringing teachers closer to me. I have people coming from all over the world, and they offer different services. I am actually hosting Dr. John DeMartini from the movie The Secret in December for a full weekend on financial mastery, and all the information is on my website. And I have been blessed with many, 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 many people coming through and just sharing their teachings. Two weekends ago, I had a channeler, Cheryl Blumenthal. She comes a few times a year from Pennsylvania and fills us with hope and love and the big picture of the world. And it's wonderful, you know, just connecting with these people and offering it to the community, the local community, is amazing. I have an email list that extends to 17,000. It's global. My goal is to connect the world and to have spirituality and holistic healers benefit from business support through a portal. And that's something that I'm building and working on. And I'm continually trying to connect with new people to expand this. I know that my emails reach everywhere in the world, and I continue to do that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So for anybody that would be interested on more information regarding your events, regarding the Center for Holistic Awareness and Integration, what is the website again where they can go?
It's HAI holisticawareness.com. My email is mfindel@hotmail.com. And my accounting website is onestepaccounting.net. And there's information everywhere on my events. Both websites have the DeMartini because it covers both financial as well as the spirituality. And if you'd like to be added to my email list, just send me an email saying, please add me. I do send out about one email per day, and most of them are not mine. They are just supporting the community of telling people what's happening and when. I do classes myself on financial prosperity, and I actually this past summer did one at Michelle's Center, which was lovely. there's lots of great things out there. And we'd like to get the word out as much as possible, so we do that via email.
Great. And you are based in New Jersey, and for those of you that may not know that, our next Love Empowerment Retreat is going to be in New Jersey, and that's one of the reasons that I'm contacting so many local healers, so that obviously people in the area may be aware as well about this opportunity. The Love Empowerment Retreat is going to be November 10th and 11th. It's going to be in New Jersey. And all the information is available at loveempowerment.com/retreat.html. And the Love Empowerment Retreat is for conscious individuals that are ready to take their lives to the next level and realize their full potential and their true purpose in life. And it is basically for people that want to anchor the consciousness of love. And that consciousness of love is what allowed me to be financially abundant, and to the extent that I right now can say with a lot of gratitude that I'm financially free. And it was because I myself had to go through that journey that you were referring to. And in that journey, I was successful in many different ways, but financially I found myself in many times struggling. And I think that that's something that we all relate to. People that are talented, people that are doing good work and yet financially struggle. And I was a successful actor, then I became a successful filmmaker. But even when I was a successful filmmaker, I remember going and receiving all the awards for this movie, and yet at the time I was not able to work because I was traveling so much and I was finding myself struggling. And at the time I could, of course, see myself as a victim and think that it is because movies like mine that have a spiritual content are not necessarily the most popular ones in Hollywood. But in reality, I was too awake and ready to really look at other circumstances as the reason for my struggle. So I really looked into my beliefs, and I realized that if I wanted to change my life, the simpler way to do that is to change my thoughts. And what I found out in that awakening process is that I definitely had a limited belief about spirituality and money, and I felt that if you are rich, or people that are rich are not necessarily spiritual. I think that I also had a lot of judgment towards my father based on my childhood, and to that extent I judged people like him that were very much operating in the material world and maybe being successful in the material world and not necessarily the most spiritual people. But then it came to me that it's not either spiritual or rich, that you can be spiritual and rich, and that I had to expand my consciousness, and I had to find a way to reframe my finances so that I could really be financially successful. And I made a point of becoming a millionaire, not because necessarily I had to have so much money, but because I knew that the more I would have, the more I could give away. And at that point, I tell you, at that point in my life, I was pretty much homeless. I was really struggling. I was living in friends' houses, not able to pay for my rent. And it was an awakening moment. And when I did this work, part of the work was actually done through the help of Michael Bedwick that we were talking before, through the Science of Mind at Agape Center in Los Angeles. And I then at that time completely shifted my beliefs. I let go of the old beliefs that were not serving anymore. And just to give you an idea, I went from having zero property, of course, and being pretty much homeless. 3 years later, I had 15 properties. And I have right now 17, but that gives you an idea of how just changing your beliefs can create an amazing transformation. Now, I don't have time right now to talk detail by detail how I did that, but it is the most important thing that I want to leave people here with is that before you work on the finances in practical terms, what you need to do is work on your beliefs, work on your thoughts, and that's how you change your life, when you change your way of thinking. And our way of thinking is pretty much ruled by our programming, and that programming is not necessarily conscious most of the time. So we need to bring to consciousness that which is unconscious so that we can let go of that which is not serving us anymore. Let go of those egoic traits that are not helping us. And from that point on, be abundant and be all the love that we can be for ourselves and for others to enjoy. So thank you, Mayra, for all your sharing. Again, with Mayra, you can attend seminars like the John DeMartini. If you're interested in love empowerment and not only look at your finances, but also look at how you can be holistically abundant, like we were talking before, and have abundance in your relationships and your career, and of course, not only with finances, but also in all aspects of life, I highly recommend for people to come to the Love Empowerment Retreat. And again, this is going to be November 10th and 11th. And the website is loveempowerment.com/retreat.html. Now, I want to make sure that since we didn't mute people off, that anybody that may have a question, that they can use this opportunity to ask us a question either to Mayra or to myself about prosperity. So this is your opportunity for anyone to participate in this call. Is there anybody that wants to talk?
I hate this.
Okay.
It's Joanne from New Jersey. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
This is Joanne from New Jersey. I just wrote a book. It's called The Answer. It's a successor to The Secret. And I booked your Mount Eden experience so I can meet you personally.
Thank you, Joanne. I appreciate that, and I look forward to seeing you in New Jersey during our retreat. So tell us, do you have a question for either Mayra or for myself?
Well, I had a question for you, and I was wondering, I went to your website, I checked it out thoroughly. I have a lot of friends in Los Angeles, too. And I was wondering, when you come for the weekend, are you just coming for those 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I will also stay there on Monday, and Monday I'm going to be speaking at a different venue in the evening, and honestly, I don't know the details of that other speaking engagement, but yes, I will be there for 3 days, returning to Los Angeles to another speaking engagement here November the 12th, I believe, Tuesday.
I just want to make sure I could give you a copy of my book, The Answer, and Elaine Silver, the holistic singer, she's going to be writing a few pages for my book, and she wants me to give you a packet from her and from me, and I just want to make sure you'll accept it and look through it.
Thank you. I will do that gladly, and I appreciate it. And again, at the same time, I want to make sure that we use the time for anybody that may have a question regarding prosperity consciousness to Mayra or to myself, for that matter. Is there anybody that may have
Thank
a comment or a question?
Oh, yeah,
no.
Great. Yeah, well, you know, basically, I'm here. Hi, Joanne, by the way. I know Joanne. How are you? Sharita. Sharita, yes.
Sharita, Anna's sitting with me right now. What a small world.
Small world, yes. Yeah, I think I'm one of these people who definitely have a block when it comes to consciousness and some of the things you said where, you know, thinking about spirituality and consciousness cannot mix together. And I think I do have that ingrained in me from childhood. And I think I am becoming to the point where I realize, well, maybe that's not so true. But you mentioned about removing the blockage. How do you go about doing that?
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful question. And the first thing that you can do, and I let Mayra as well speak, because that's obviously something that she's an expert on, is to really realize your true nature. In other words, we think we have problems, and that in itself is a limited belief. Problems are illusions. You can look at everything that is happening to your life and look at it as what you have created. And everything that you have created is just what you have created. It's not good, bad, or anything like that. You may have a lot of feelings and emotions based on the life that you have, and those are the feelings and emotions that you need to let go of. Those are the blocks that are not allowing you to be one with God, one with life, one with reality, and basically be in that flow of life and that flow of financial abundance as well. So obviously the key thing is to realize your true nature, realize your abundance, your infinite being. And from that perspective, be able to look at the programming that exists within you that are not letting you become as abundant as you can. And like you said, a lot of that programming, basically 80% of it is by the time we are 8 years old. So it is ingrained because of our education. We hear it from our parents. A lot of it comes even through our, it's part of our karmic fabric. It's things that we even inherit. And so it's not easy. But what we can do is become aware of it, bring the unconscious to the conscious, and then let go of that which is not serving us anymore. By the way, when I talk about letting go, one of the important things is when I talk about letting go of those emotions and those feelings and those opinions that are negative about who we are and what we have become or what is that we have manifested, the important thing is to let go of them from a place of acceptance. In other words, realize that everything that is happening right now in your life is happening for a reason. And you can be grateful for everything that is happening, because if it's good, then of course you can be grateful. But if it's not that good, look at it as an opportunity for you to grow personally and to realize those personality traits that need to be healed. And from that perspective of acceptance, you can heal yourself and you can let go with love. Not because there is anything wrong or bad with you, but because you realize you are not those thoughts, you are not those feelings, you are not those beliefs. And when you realize that you are not those things, but those are things that you have, you can let go of them. But by and large, most people are so identified with their thoughts and their feelings and their emotions that they are not able to realize that they can let go of them. So you first need to realize your true nature, realize that you are not those thoughts and those beliefs and those emotions and whatever negativity is present. And by you realizing that you are not it, you can start slowly but surely let go of it. And, of course, during the retreat, there are certain exercises that we will do to make sure that this is well anchored, because it has to be like an experiential process. It's not something that you can just get notes and write down on a piece of paper. But I'm giving you the insights about how you go about removing your blocks.
So since I've acknowledged that, that's the first step. So I'm actually, hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're saying I have done the first step because I've acknowledged that. So really, it's just a really would it be with the affirmations and like my dimensions? Would it be?
Well, yes. First of all, the thinking is the first, but
Right. Basically,
your thinking determines your feelings, and your feelings determines the actions that you take. And based on the actions that you take, you attain certain results. And those are what we call success. So your success is based on the action that you take, but the action that you take is based on how you feel, and that feeling is based on your thinking. Now, the part that is somehow conscious, but the part is that our thinking is determined by our programming. So you definitely can take other steps to basically become active in seeking particular goals. But first and foremost, you need to remove those blocks that we're talking about. You need to remove that programming that is not letting you be all that you can be. And one thing that Mayra was sharing with us that I think is fundamental is to really be in a place of gratitude. So, yes, be in a place of gratitude. And being grateful for all that is in your life as it is right now would be the first step for you to then be able to let go of that negativity, if you will, that programming that is not allowing you to manifest the life of your dreams. Now, I don't know if Mayra has any other insight that wants to share, and I definitely welcome her to do so as well.
Well, I find that with a lot of people, and I don't know if it's true in this case, is when we start releasing the fear and live in love and joy, things start to shift. If we can take an example from our animals that we have as pets, I find that they're our greatest teachers. They're not worried. They live in the moment, pure love and joy. And if we can take some of that and ingest it in every form into our lives, then things will unravel and become clearer to us. We get so caught up in worrying and fear, and it's real nonsense, you know? We can get caught up in that and just live from that perspective 24/7, or we can choose differently right now and decide we're going to live from love and joy, no matter what our circumstances are. Even if we're homeless and living at someone else's home, We can still have love and joy in our world. It's a
yes.
choice. It's a choice, you know? I have a puppy, a Jack Russell, that has taught me more in the last year than anybody else on this planet. Just live in joy. That's it.
Thank you, Myra. I definitely appreciate what you're sharing. Living it now is so important. And like you said, we are all caught in this place of anxiety and stress based on what's going to happen to us. And obviously that's an illusion that's being caught in the future. So we need to let go of the past. And also we need to let go of our thinking, our thoughts about the future that are only creating anxiety. And what happens with all of that is that our energy vibration is lowered. And when our energy vibration is lowered, our ability to manifest is also decreased. The first thing is to raise our awareness so that we can increase our vibration. And that from that high vibration is that we can then put into practice what we all have heard, or most of us, about the law of attraction, or so-called the secret that people talk about, which is that like attracts like. So we first need to raise that energy vibration by eliminating the past and the future and just being in the now. And there is a book that I highly recommend, is The Power of Now of Eckhart Tolle. And it's a beautiful book of truth that will definitely allow you to connect with your true nature and live in the now. And from that place of the now, you can then just realize that you are abundant and that any thought of you not being abundant is just a thought. And that's the egoity that we need to let go of. So it's not so much the circumstances that are affecting us. It's our opinions and thoughts and beliefs about those circumstances and the resistance that we have to reality as it is that is creating our inability to really manifest in a more powerful way the life that we desire. And to manifest that life, the most important thing is to be that life, to be that love, to be that light. There is something that Gandhi says, which is powerful. It says, be the change that you want to see in the world. So if you want to be abundant, if you want to see a world of love, if you want to see light, you need to embody that light and be that love. And how you do that is working on your own by precisely becoming aware of your true nature and letting go of those egoity and that egoic, those beliefs and thoughts and emotions that are not you, but that are actually stopping you from being all that you can be. All right, so it's we have a few minutes. I can probably let one more person ask a question, and of course our answers are going to be a little bit short, but for everybody that is on this call, you can obviously go to Myra's website and see events where she will keep presenting workshops about financial abundance, or you can, of course, go to loveempowerment.com and join us for the retreat that we have November 10th and 11th, where we will be talking about all of this as well in with much more depth. Anybody that has another final question?
Yes. So what do you do when you are working with other people who are not in the same consciousness? You need to then let go and let's say you've gotten a far away into, let's say, a business with someone, and they're not living in that consciousness. Does it mean you have to leave, make the choice of leaving if they don't want to change?
Well, I will tell you that the most important thing is that you see yourself at cause all the time, that you consider yourself 100% responsible of your life. Now, that doesn't mean that you are supposed to feel guilty of anything. Quite the opposite. Being responsible, that means that you are able to respond. And what that means is that you realize that ultimately you create your life. So if by letting go of relationships with others, you are basically putting on them the responsibility, then not necessarily that's going to help you. And that's what a lot of people do. People feel like they're victims, and they say, things are not working out because my partner is not a good partner, whether it's a financial partner or a romantic partner or whatever the case may be. And then, sure enough, they move to another partnership that doesn't quite work either, because the issue is not in your partnership, the issue is in you. So we need to take full responsibility and be at cause. And this is a choice. I mean, you can either be at effect, you can really be a victim, or you can take full responsibility. The difference is that if you feel yourself as a victim of your relationships or other circumstances, then what's going to happen is you won't be able to do anything about it. You're just a victim. All you can do is move on to something else, but you won't be able, you won't do the work that is necessary for you to become a better you, if you will. So being 100% responsible for your life is the most important thing. And to that end, when you look at your partner, make sure that you don't become a victim and make and project onto that particular partnership whatever limitations or whatever problems you may think you are caught into. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, to a degree. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That doesn't mean that you cannot choose better partners, but what I'm saying is choose those better partners from that place of higher consciousness, not from the place of I'm a victim and people have done me wrong and that type of thing. Because if that's the case, there is something for you to learn first, and you need to know why you're manifesting that particular partnership. And then once you know why you've manifested, you let go of the belief that you're holding, and then you can let go of that partnership, or that partnership will disappear on its own because you won't be attracting that type of partnership that doesn't quite work. But what I'm saying is it's really important for us to take responsibility for our lives if we want to improve our lives.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so basically we have a few minutes, and what I'd like to do is, well, first of all, Mayra, I want to thank you so much for being on this call with us and sharing some of your insights. I think that you do have a wonderful community out there that you have created of healers, and I definitely encourage anybody to go to one of her sites. And you were mentioning, why don't you just say your sites again just to basically make sure that everybody can connect with you if they want to.
Sure. First of all, my email is mfindel, which is my name, at hotmail.com. My accounting website is onestepaccounting.net. And the Holistic Center website is HAI, holisticawareness.com. And if anybody on the call has any concerns regarding their finances, taxes, and has questions, feel free to email me. I will respond within a day. I'm on email 24/7 practically. And I do not charge for that kind of exchange. So feel free at any time.
Thank you, Mayra.
You're welcome.
All right. So now for those of you that may be interested in the retreat, I'm just going to do something special for you guys being on this call. And again, this is the Love Empowerment Retreat happening November 10th and 11th. It's a place where you are going to be able to transform your negative thoughts and emotions into positive and exciting beliefs, or you will be able to let go of those that are not working for you. You're going to be able to clarify your life purpose. You're going to be able to express your true essence. You're going to become the most loving and effective self that you are, and you are going to discover how you can commit to everlasting happiness and live in happiness regardless of your circumstances. So that particular retreat, we have right now a promotion, and the price is only $235 for one person or $370 for two. And so that means that if you signed with somebody else, it's less than $200. And what I'm going to offer now for all of you on this call is that not only you can get on this seminar, this whole weekend retreat, two full days of not just myself out there teaching you about how you can let the love energy empower you to be everything that you can be and shine like the star that you are, but other guest speakers that we have. So it's going to be four other people that are going to be joining us. Mayra won't be there, I must say, but we have four other coaches that are joining us. And so the offer that I'm going to do is not only you can now sign for literally less than $200, anybody that signs in today, I will also offer a $50 discount. And how that works is you sign on the site. The site, by the way, I want to repeat, is loveempowerment.com/retreat.html. And I will be paying attention to anybody that signs on that site. And whoever signs in, I will then make sure that we'll credit that person with a $50 voucher or $50 cash that they can use at the retreat towards meals or any expenses that they may have to be able to join us. So that's only for people that are either listening to this call right now or listening to the recording if you are not able to be on the call with us. But you need to act now, and you need to do it by going to loveempowerment.com/retreat.html. Thank you so much. It's now 4 p.m. If anybody has 4 p.m., by the way, on the West Coast, I want to clarify. If anybody has a question that they were not able to ask, you're also very welcome to email me at Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, at Zocalo, Z-O-K-A-L-O.com. You can also call our office for questions regarding the retreat. The phone number here is 323-295-0000. And we look forward to seeing you on our next call, which is going to be November 1st at 4 p.m. East, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And that's going to be with our guest speaker, Michelle Wadley, founder, pastor of the Center for Conscious Living in New Jersey. So I look forward to seeing you all at the next call or connect with you all, and hopefully to see you as well at the upcoming retreat in November. God bless, and like I also like to say, may love bless you all and be the love that you want to see in the world. Good night.
Thank you, Myra. Joanne from New Jersey.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Reverend Michelle. Thank you, Sharita.
Thank you all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.